Come on in to the home of Dear Hallmark. This is the space where we can unabashedly talk all things Hallmark Channel. From Hallmark movies and mysteries to Christmas movies, whether winter, spring, summer, or fall. Your host Dara here will get you covered with them all. So be sure to grab a drink, take your shoes off, hang your coat up, get comfortable, because we have a lot to talk about here at Dear Hallmark. Let's see what's on this week's episode. Hello, everyone. Welcome to a new week here at Dear Hallmark. My name is Dara, and I am your host for this podcast. Cheers to you, wherever you are, whatever you happen to be doing as you're listening to this, whether you're driving, cooking, cleaning, doing your taxes, or just simply relaxing. Thank you for allowing me into your space. I just want to apologize on the onset. I still have a cough from when I was sick earlier last week, and so I apologize in advance for any coughing you may hear me do. Unlike the radio, I do not have a cough button where I can just turn it off, so you may hear me cough every now and then. So I just want to apologize up front for that. But again, thank you guys for joining me here. So we have a lot to catch up on. Why it's been so long. So I did drop an interview on YouTube. It is with the one and only Mr. Benjamin Ayers. And I was going to make it into a podcast episode, but it was too much editing. Make sure you follow Dear Hallmark on Instagram, because the blooper reel, like, everything was going on. And so it was a lot to edit, and I just didn't want to. So I figured, you know what, we're just going to keep that interview on YouTube. So be sure to follow Dear Hallmark on YouTube as well, so you can see that interview. We had a good time with Mr. Ayers. We were talking about True Justice, Family Ties. We talked about Romance University. We talked about Miracle in Bethlehem, PA, and then got to touch on Love and Jane as well. So make sure you go to YouTube for that. And you guys, now I wasn't planning on reviewing the mysteries, but I did want to just let you guys know, because we're friends here. I wanted to let you guys know that I have been watching them and have since watched all of the mysteries that have aired so far, which has been True Justice, Family Ties. That's the one we got in January. And then we got two in February. We received Gilded Newport Mysteries, which started at the beginning of the month. And then we got Crime Time Freefall, which came on at just this past weekend. And I want to, let's start with Gilded Newport Mysteries. This is going to be like a rapid review. When I heard that that mystery series was coming out in December, I knew that there was a show on HBO Max called The Gilded Age. And I was like, you know what? I know this is probably in response to that show. So let me watch that show just to kind of prep myself. And I became obsessed with the show. It's such a good show, y'all. It's on HBO. I bought it on Apple TV so I can just watch it without commercials or anything. I'm that committed. And I also listen to the Companion podcast, which goes into the history of some of the events that actually happened in the show. And they'll tell you, like, the show, of course, puts a creative spin on some of it, but there's actually a lot of historical context that the show covers. And they do their due diligence in terms of the different historians and professors that they bring on board to fact check some of the things that they write and even some of the props that they use. It's just such a brilliant show, and I'm obsessed. And I've watched documentaries on the Gilded Age. Like, I'm obsessed. And so I went, maybe my expectations were too high. I don't know. Pardon me. But the mystery itself was okay. And that's really all I can say. It left much to be desired, and not in a good way, unfortunately, for me. It felt like they were holding back, honestly, a little bit. And I wanted more. I definitely wanted more. True Justice was okay. You know, it was okay. I enjoyed Liam and Sarah as characters. The two of them were my favorite over the leads. Honestly, okay, if I be frank, it felt like it was trying too hard a little bit. It was trying too hard to have like a fan name. Like it just felt like it was doing too much for me. But Crime Time Freefall, everything about it was brilliant. 5 crowns. I want more from that series this year. This year, we already know we're getting another Hannah Swenson. We already know we're getting another This Is Your Mystery Moment with Dara. We're already getting another Curious Caterer. And it was just, there's been some sleuthing that there is another 2 Aurora prequels that are in production or that have been ordered. So we'll be getting those soon. Not sure if it will be this year, maybe at least one of them. I'm going to venture to say we'll get at least one of those Auroras this year and maybe another one for next year. Who knows? But outside of all that, and if we didn't have all of that, I would definitely want to see another Haunted Harmony mystery. I want to see, we're getting another Cases, so that's good. I want to see another Nikki and Nora. I want to see another Cut Color Murder. And then we need to see another Crime Time Freefall this year. We do have a new mystery coming up in a couple of weeks. And at this point, Hallmark Movies and Mysteries will have been rebranded to just Hallmark Mystery. And it will be the first mystery to premiere under that new rebranding starring Brooke Dorsey. And it's called Killer Fashion, something clutch, something like to that effect. So we have a lot going in the mystery world for sure. And so I just wanted to give you guys that update. Although I don't review the mysteries, you know, there's another podcast for that you guys are more than welcome to check out called Hallmark Mysteries and More. That is their thing, is the mystery. So be sure to check them out. Yeah. And I just want to let you guys know that I am watching them. I haven't watched any of the January movies, but I have watched all of the Lovey-Wary movies, and we are going to talk about that towards the end of this episode. But speaking of rebranding, so this is a reminder for you guys. We talked about this in the last episode, but this week will be the rebranding of Hallmark Drama into Hallmark Family. February 28th, Hallmark Drama will be turning into Hallmark Family, where they are rebranding that network as more wholesome, family-friendly entertainment. So I'm guessing that's where a lot of our non-rom-com, non-mystery, like our dramas, that's probably where that's going to go. So, excuse me, like our Uncommon Graces, what was another one? Come Fly With Me, Guiding Emily. And they're actually about to premiere those two movies on Hallmark Channel these next 2 weekends. Because then we're going to be going into Spring Into Love. They are starting to show the trailer for Spring Into Love. And I see Benjamin Hollingsworth. I see Amy Teagarden. I see Robert Buckley. I see Aaron Krakow. I see Dan Jonot. I see Sarah Drew. Are we going to get into Dan Jonot? Because what Jonot going to do? Okay? Y'all. You guys. My Sense and Sensibility review is going to be on YouTube. So you're going to want to make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel for that. That's all I'm going to say. But I'm very excited for Robert Buckley and Aaron Krakow's movie. I think it's called like the Blind Date Book Club or something. But anything to do with books, bookstores, anything. That is my jam. And it's automatically going to get two bias points from me. So there's that. Well, that's kind of our introduction here. What we're going to do is we're going to take a micro break. And then when we come back, we are going to review An American in Austin. So stay tuned. Welcome back, my fine fellow feathered friends. So, An American in Austin, simply put, is about a young woman. She's a librarian who's obsessed with Mr. Darcy. Her wonderful boyfriend proposes to her, and she's like, let me get back to you on that. And then she's kind of wallowing in the emotional pity of her decision to just go, let me get back to you on that. And so, as she's getting into a cab, she wishes upon a star, and she ends up in Pride and Prejudice. You guys, this movie is brilliant. This is by far one of the best Hallmark movies I've seen. It's going to be incredibly hard to top this movie. This happened last year. Last year, the Lovuary movies were the cream of the crop. And the only one who took the first place was A Christmas in July movie. And everything else kind of paled in comparison to one of the Lovuary movies. This month, we have two of the Lovuary movies that were just stellar cart. And it's going to be so interesting to see. I don't want to compare. Let's just have fun. Whatever. So, this movie is brilliant. It's bonkers brilliant. It is beautifully, the story is just great. The writing is impeccable from both a story and a dialogue perspective. The performances were bang on. We had our homie from A Paris Proposal playing Mr. Darcy. And you know what was dope? What I love the most about the story. So she ends up in Pride and Prejudice, right? And she plays Cousin Harriet to the sisters, the Bennet sisters. How and so ever, because she wished upon a star and wanted Mr. Darcy to fall in love with her, Mr. Darcy ends up falling in love with her, but that scrambles the rest of the love stories that takes place in Pride and Prejudice. So now she has to set everything back on its axis. And she realizes how her idealistic, romanticized dream of being with Mr. Darcy isn't what it seems, and that she had something good where she was. Which I feel like, in like a roundabout, indirect way, it kind of showed what Jane Austen was talking about anyway, with the frivolity of romanticism and how you can have your own true beautiful romance where you are. Not that that's what Jane was trying to do, but this movie in particular was just so beautiful. Y'all, it was so, and it was funny. It was funny. Like I was cackling. It was funny. The Eliza Bennet, which is I think the woman who played Harriet, she was great. Her time, like it was perfect. Like she I want to see more from her. Her energy reminded me of our leading lady from Round and Round. Like I could see both of them in this role. Like, you know what I mean? It was great. It was really, really good. Really, really good. Nicholas Bishop, who played Mr. Darcy, was just stupidly hilarious, like ridiculous in the best way. I loved all of the young women who played the Bennet sisters. Like everything was just perfect. Okay, can we talk for a minute? Because I feel like her boyfriend, I don't know his name. Let's just call him Elliot. Her boyfriend is probably one of the best Hallmark boyfriends I've seen. Like, this dude is just sweet, kind, thoughtful, nice, romantic. Like, he is already everything. Best Hallmark boyfriend. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I think he's the best Hallmark boyfriend I've seen in a movie. I don't know. Like, you know, because you know how we have a lot of our movies that start with our leading lady having a boyfriend already? This is he's the best one, right? Wouldn't you say, would you say so? I would say so, you guys. I would say so. This movie came out about a week and a half before it aired on channel. It came out on Hallmark Movies Now. So I have my Hallmark Movies Now through Amazon Prime as an additional channel. And can we just get on a tangent? First of all, Amazon Prime trying to have us out here paying $2.99 extra to not have commercials. Should I just get cable? I'm genuinely debating at this moment in time in my black adult life. Do I just get cable? I should say my Christian black adult life. Should I get cable? Because the amount of adding-ons that is happening between inflation, people just raising their prices because of sharing passwords. I'm like, what is happening? What is happening? No, but seriously, I am seriously considering getting cable. So I need you to let me know how you feel about it. Like, I just need to know, is it even worth it? Because at the rate that streaming is going, I mean, I don't have everything. I only have Hulu, Frndly, and Prime Video for now. But oh, and I just realized I did Philo for a month for Deck the Hallmark. Since they're doing interviews, and I'm trying to watch their interviews, but now they're loading them up on YouTube, y'all. So if you are someone who doesn't have Philo, like, and you want to watch the Deck the Hallmark interviews, they're on you. They're loading them back up on YouTube now. But yeah, that was a mad tangent, but let's get back. So you had the opportunity to watch An American in Austin before it premiered on channel through Hallmark Movies Now. And they did that a lot during this past Christmas season. They exclusively released the director's cut or an extended cut of A Holiday Spectacular and Three Wise Men and a Baby strictly for Hallmark Movies Now. They released a couple of Hallmark movies and mystery movies prior. Oh, I just realized I still didn't watch A World Record Breaking Christmas. I still gotta watch that. With Nikki DeLoach. Oh, I still gotta watch that. But that one, the one with Shanae Grimes Beach. What is it? Who? Somebody coming home for Christmas in that one. I forget the pronoun, but somebody's coming home for Christmas. And that one premiered on Hallmark Movies Now before premiering on the network. And there was a couple of others. But I'm digging that pacing of that. I think that's really, really cool. And then too, there were two movies that just premiered strictly on Hallmark Movies Now. Like, it didn't premiere the network at all. And that was An Ice Palace Romance with Marcus Rosner. And then the one with Rachel Lee Cook and Sam Page. Oh my gosh, Rescuing Christmas, which was a top five Christmas movie for me, by far. Like, be sure to check out that episode. Man. So it's going to be interesting if they... Oh, and then there's A Taste of Love. I don't know if that technically is in Loveuary. It was a... it's a Monday night. It was a Monday night premiere. It has nothing to do with Jane Austen. But it was a movie that happened that I still need to watch. I haven't watched A Taste of Love yet. But overall, I'm going to kind of get ahead of myself here because I would rather talk about this on the podcast than in the YouTube video. Since I've seen Sense and Sensibility already, I want to just kind of give a summation of Loveuary for me. the first thing I want to hit is one of the things that I enjoyed the most about Loveuary in total was the theme, and that there was a theme. And I think that there needs to be Loveuary themes moving forward, because February is a month of love and it has Valentine's Day. Like, I do think we should still have some, like, I think we should still do something in relation to love because it's Valentine's Day, you know? And that's what February is for, along with Black History Month, woo-woo. But, I would love to see what other themes can be thought of for February from this. And every opening sequence of every movie was beautiful. It was delicious. It was exquisite. Every opening sequence was exquisite. I can't talk about it because I'm talking about it on YouTube. I'm going to reserve my thoughts. But all of the opening sequences were beautiful. And as someone, I have an English degree and I love literature. I love books. I love language arts. I love the written word. It's a passion of mine. And this felt like a celebration of the written word. And I found out Lisa Hamilton Daly, who is the EVP of programming, she has her PhD in literature, in English literature. So I know this was probably a joy for her to put together, which I think is really, really cool. And I did an episode here on the podcast, my favorite bookish Hallmark movies. So any Hallmark movie that had to do with a writer writing a book, a bookstore, books in any type of way, I talked about in that episode. And to have a whole month be surrounded and based off of books and literature, it made my little Hallmark heart go pitter patter, pitter patter. And I'm all the better for it. Although I am primarily an e-reader now because of my eyesight, unfortunately, I have to do away with print books and read on my Kindle. That still does not take away my love for literature and my love for the written word. I love it so, so much. I love it so, so much. Another thing that I wanted to bring out that I appreciated about Loveuary this month, and what watching these movies did for me, in parallel to watching The Gilded Age on HBO Max, It made me yearn for such a simpler time. Sans technology, like with all of these social and societal pressures to be, and I know that there were different societal pressures back then as well, but there was something still so simple about writing a letter, about the hospitality and of strangers. Like, there was just something so delicious and so appetizing and so desirable about living in that time period, which is why I think these period pieces are resonating in a way, because the more convoluted and muddled and gray and murky the world gets, the more we progress, and I use progress loosely and with quotations around it, but just as us moving forward in quotations as a society, as we continue into this new age of technology and what have you with AI and things, to go back to a time where that doesn't even matter, where it doesn't matter how many followers you have, it doesn't matter if you have a BBL, or it doesn't matter what kind of aesthetic you have, it doesn't matter how long your hair is, what color your hair is, if you are that girl or that dude, it doesn't matter if you quote unquote bring something to the table, it doesn't matter the, like, who, all this, like, relationship talk of, like, men versus women, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to go to a time where that stuff. Now, again, there were different societal pressures because women had to marry. Like, I get it. But gosh, do I yearn for a time where technology just, I just feel like there's a certain added pressure that technology put on top of the stuff that we already had to deal with. You know what I mean? And so I feel like to go back to just, oh my gosh, to just go back. Oh man. That's something that like watching Sense and Sensibility, the Gilded Newport Mysteries, and then watching The Gilded Age, like, oh, to go back, to go back, to go back, to go back, to go back. Yeah. Needless to say, overall, I would give Loveuary a solid 3.5 out of 5. A solid 3.5 out of 5. I enjoyed the second half more than the first, in all honesty. In American in Austin and Sense and Sensibility, they saved the best two for last. It was delicious. I appreciated what they tried to do with Gilded Newport Mysteries, but I think we gotta go back at it again with that. I think we gotta hit harder. I think we gotta strike the iron a little bit harder with that one. But Crime Time Freefall, delicious, 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 delicious. Chef's kiss. Chef's kiss. Oh man. Well, you guys, February is officially behind us now, and we are going into March, our transition month, as we get ready for springtime, we get ready for new beginnings. It's renewal. It's a fresh start. I know it'll be a fresh start for me. I'm having a lot of there's a lot of changes happening for me personally. And so March is going to be a pivotal month. March and April are going to be two pivotal months for me. And so, yeah, it's a lot happening, but we have our Hallmark movies to get us through. Yeah. Well, you guys, that's going to do it for me here on this episode of Dear Hallmark. I hope you enjoyed Loveuary, and I hope you enjoyed An American in Austin as much as I did. And if you haven't watched it yet, I hope this episode would prompt you and provoke you to, because it's definitely worth your eyeballs for sure. So if this is your first time listening to me, first of all, thank you so much for taking a chance and pressing play and still being to this point of the episode. There's more where this came from. Be sure to follow Dear Hallmark on Instagram. I go live sometimes, and oh my gosh, can I talk about, okay, speaking of going live, I went live last Thursday. No, not this Thursday that just passed, but the previous Thursday. And we were in the live cutting up. We were talking about, I like to call them our unsung heroes. These are the people like who don't get enough respect on their name, like Brendan Penny, Benjamin Hollingsworth, Michael Rady, Brennan Elliott, Mark Blucas. These names are not nearly as loud as the others in our Hallmark universe. And so we were talking about romance and style, and then one of the actors done slipped and came up in the live, and I said, wait a minute. Wait a minute. No, but seriously, one of the actors who was in Romance and Style came in the chat and was like, thank you so much, like, we appreciate you, da 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 da. Like, it was really, really cool, y'all. It was really, really cool. So you want to make sure that you follow Dear Hallmark on Instagram, because I go live in the most random times, and it's always for we're always chilling. It's at least always for two hours or so. And so you want to do that, and then make sure you follow on YouTube. My Sense and Sensibility review is going to be on there. And then the Benjamin Ayers interview is going to be on there. And there's going to be some other interviews coming out soon. And I look forward to sharing those with you guys. And I think that's it for me. I think that's all that I have left. And then remember, the rebranding of Hallmark Drama starts this week. So it will now be called Hallmark Family. And that's all that I have. So, in the meantime, between time, my friends, I want to make sure you watch a Hallmark movie that you love. Ciao, my friends.